views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? You're with Artie Hoffman. And unfortunately, Sky's not able to make it because, unfortunately, one of her big dogs, or Massive, is not doing well at all. So if you could send your love and healing energy to her dog, Weezer, which is one of the Massives, I know that she would greatly appreciate that. And to her family, who's hurting also, so... Anyway, that's her situation, and it was a last-minute ordeal, so kind of shifting gears a little bit. Still going to be a good show, and I have the pleasure of having my wonderful friend Guy Lazarus, who was on last week with Sky, and now I pulled him out of the bullpen. Are you a right-hander?
I feel so wanted.
Yeah, he feels so loved, so wanted. It's a beautiful thing, and yeah. So when is it not a beautiful thing to be on a national radio show? So it's a lot of fun. And we enjoy being here with you all the time. If anyone wants a free reading to call into the station, it's only $25 for a free reading. it's really cheap. 1-800-930-2819. I think that's it. So... we're making like an angel this week, and we are winging it, and that's just the way it goes. I've had some very interesting situations happen this week. It is an unfortunate situation. Out of the blue, a few weeks ago, I lost my eyesight, half my eyesight in my right eye, and so I called upon like about four or five of my Reiki friends, Guy being one of them, to send love and healing energy to my right eye. And all of a sudden, as of yesterday, well, when I woke up this morning, I noticed my eyesight got a little better. It's not near where it should be, but it definitely got better. The doctor said to me when I went for the examination a couple of weeks ago, he says, Art, and he's a specialist, and went through the blood work and went through the CAT scan and the MRI. Everything came out normal and as normal as can be for me. No, but there were no problems, no tumors, no nothing. And it's just that behind my retina, my right eye is swollen and the vessels are like, you know, a little discombobulated. So after I went to the specialist with all my results, he said to me, he says, Artie, he goes, I don't know what to tell you, he says, but your situation, there's no cure for it. It just is what it is. There's no rhyme or reason why it happened, because there was no incident of why it happened or how it happened. It just happened out of left field. He says, it's just the way your eye was shaped. It's just the way your eye was shaped. That's what... it just so happens that it is what it is. It's not a hereditary thing. And so I called upon Guy, who's with me right now, and a few friends. And I said to the doctor, I said, do you want to know something? I'm really not worried about it because, you know, I didn't have like 50% of my eyesight when this happened. And when the doctor told me that he felt that there was no cure or there was nothing, he says, there's nothing I can do for you. No drops, no medicine. He says, for what you have, he goes, there's nothing. And you want to know something? I sat there calmly, extremely confident, and with my belief in the Almighty and with all my wonderful Reiki friends and healing energy friends, I put it out there, and I really believe that this is going to be cured. I 100% believe that. And, you know, it's interesting. I was getting consistently the numbers of 2022 sent to me. I kept on seeing those numbers. And I'll give you an example of what happened. I went into the pharmacy. I needed to get two items. And I asked them, I said, you know, what aisle can I find so-and-so and so-and-so? I forgot what I needed. And he goes, oh, one's in aisle 20 and another one's in aisle 22. So I got my things and I go to purchase it. And my bill came out to $20.22. And I said to the, to the guy behind the counter, I says, oh my God, I said, that's the aisles you just told me to go down, 20 and 22. He goes, oh my God, that's so cool. You know, we both thought that was like an epiphany. And then all of a sudden, it's like the numbers 20 and 22 kept on popping up to me. You know, so I went to my book, my Doreen Virtue Angel book, and it said, God is 202. I looked up 202 because it's the same numbers. It says, God is helping to boost your faith because with faith, everything is possible. And to me, when I saw that, I mean, I got chills up my spine, and you want to know something? My situation is just temporary. I mean, it would be god awful, you know, if you know, it went over to the other eye or something happened like that. I mean, again, I would still believe that it's curable, and that, you know, I believe that spirituality could break all the rules of physics. I 100% know that, and I believe that. And you know, now I'm being put to the test. I'm very calm. I'm not worried about it. And my left eye is, you know, totally clear, you know, totally normal, fine. You know, I was very blessed in regards with my family, because not the fact of just having the family that I do, but I'm the one who kept all his hair, which my brothers and my father didn't. I'm the one who did not need glasses all the way up to this point, which all my brothers needed it, plus my mother. I was the one who did not need braces, which my brothers did. And I really put my prayers out there when I was a kid. And I said to God, this is when I was a late teenager, you know, during the draft and all that time. And I put a little prayer out there to God. I said, God, you could draft me and you could even put me on the front line. Just don't touch my hair. I was pretty vain. Actually, I'm probably still a little vain there. But, you know, as you get older, certain things don't matter as much. So what are you vain about, guy? where does your ego kick in? what is it that you just, you know, have this thing about, you know? Because this is this part, the first part, is about the ego versus the soul.
I would have to say, my entire life, I have never, ever gotten a crew cut. And I probably never will.
Yeah, hair is important.
I'm very blessed at 49 years of age to have my own hair.
And, right.
You know, slightly gray, not that much. I feel very blessed.
So do I.
And I thank God all the time.
So do I. You want to know something? The rest of my body, I'm pretty hairless. You know, I have hair where it counts. And, and I have a good head of hair on my on top of my head. And, I don't know, the girls seem to like it, you know, curly hair. Now it's, like, distinguished, gray curly hair, you know, salt and pepper. So I'm pretty happy with it.
I have to say, I'm glad your eye is doing better, because I'm exhausted.
Sending out all the positive energy.
Oh, you're so exhausted.
So, yeah, you know, but so anybody out there, you know, any of you who are, even if you don't study Reiki, you know, just please keep me within your prayers. That's ArtieHoffman.com. No, but just put all your loving energy and prayers to my right eye, and it's swollen back. But the beautiful thing is, while I'm going through this, you know, if you were to look at me, you would never see that there was anything wrong. Like, there's not a discoloration of my eye. There's no weebie-jeebie about it when you look at it. You know, there's no pain, no discomfort. It's just strange how it just happened, you know. It's just one of those freaky things. So, you know, maybe God is just putting me through a little test, because, you know, for everything that I do in life, I 100% need my eyesight. You know, I do own a cleaning business, a very, you know, a decent, successful cleaning business called Peeping Tom's Window Cleaning. What's to say? What's that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm fully aware. Guy's saying, you know, keep it with the topics. Get with the program. I'm talking a little bit about life here. So, yeah, so anyway, so I have a window cleaning business, and I have to do estimates. And, you know, a lot of people will ask me when I'm doing readings, you know, oh, Artie, is this all what you do? Because they want to know, well, is this your part-time job? Do you do it for the fun of it, or is this your all-out thing?
Of course.
You know, and so, but I have, you know, a few people who work along with me. And, you know, they spot help me. And so it's all good. It's all good. And I put my prayers out there to God. And I say, God, thank you very much for all your beautiful blessings. And I always start my day off by saying, thank you for opening up the floodgates of prosperity. And I learned that from my friend Stacy. And she's done it. She's extremely busy. I started to do it. I'm extremely busy right now. And so between my endeavors with my readings and with my cleaning business, so far I've been pretty blessed. And with that, Guy and I, and you're actually going to hear him talk on the starting on the next segment.
No.
More. So stick around, everybody, because Guy and I, well, at least I will. We'll be right back right after this commercial break, so stick around.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Oh, awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
I Want You to Want Me. How can you not like that song? That's an excellent song. So, God, did you have, other than my eye, did you have any other healing miracles happen this week? Did you part the sea?
Actually, I've been quite busy. I didn't have to part the sea because Moses took care of us. Yeah, I did. I've taken care of a few people this week. Very successful. I'm very, very happy, and I feel very blessed that I was able to help them.
That's great. So when you do what you do, is it a visualization? Do you say a prayer to God? Like, what do you do? Do you play Monopoly?
I can't give away the secret sauce. I can't give away the secret sauce.
He doesn't want to give away the family recipe. Take two Hail Marys, take two aspirins to call me in the morning.
The way I do it is I need a picture of the person. Obviously, if I met the person, I don't need a picture because I know what they look like. But, you know, people, I had one person who sent me an email of a photo of them, and I did a healing session for them. I believe it was Saturday or Sunday night. I sent them spiritual energy. And, yeah, they feel great. And
What did they have?
Just like a slight depression, a little anxiety, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like
you know, one girl said, Artie, can you hear me? I have this pain in the ass and he won't go away.
They were thicker than you, right?
That's right. I said, I'll say a few Hail Marys for you. That's it. Hey, Brian, we have somebody on the line.
Yes, indeed, my friend. We have Amy from Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Hello, Amy.
How you there, are you Amy? Guys doing? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I could hear you. I think the whole country could hear you now. You speak up, girl. What's that, Katy Perry? You're going to hear me roar?
Roar.
What can I
I like that song.
What can I do for Amy?
Well, my question is, I have a relationship question. Do you see me getting back with my ex-boyfriend?
Do I see you getting back with your ex-boyfriend? You want to know something? I'm hearing voices in my head. And I'm not going schizophrenia, but I'm hearing voices in my head. And was he like a troublemaker beforehand? Was it always a trying experience while being with him? Were you always on edge? Like, were you the one that was trying too hard to keep this relationship going?
Now I have been, not in the past. No.
To be honest with you, I don't feel like if you do allow yourself to get back in it with him, I don't feel like it's going to be the same. I don't feel like the quality is going to be the same. Do I feel it's to your advantage to go back with him? Honestly, I'm not getting a positive. And I know you want to hear the opposite of what I'm saying right now, but that's my truth. You know, I'm not God, but that's my truth. And, but I feel like in the last part of the relationship, it was just all about him. And, he's the type of person, at least his mindset now, where, you know, he kind of wants to have his cake and eat it too. You know, he likes to keep his options open. And I feel like that's why he's no longer with you. And I feel like that there is, you know, someone else in his life other than just yourself. And that's honestly what I'm getting. And, you know, I'm sorry for saying that to you, but that's my truth. Who's Rudy or Ruthie?
Ruth.
Hello?
I think that was his mother's name.
That was his mother's name?
I'm pretty sure Ruth. Yeah. I think.
Okay, hold on a second. I want to see what messages that the mother wants to bring. You want to know something, and this is the God's honest truth. Now, unfortunately, he won't know what he lost in you until after it's already too late, after it's too gone, you know. And she's actually being very apologetic to you for what he's put you through. And, but I'm literally hear her saying big mistake. And, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, when they don't put the time and energy, you know, the nurturing energy into the relationship, you know, it wilts, it just fades away, you know, because you're not feeding the energy into the relationship. And it's extremely important that if you want to keep the relationship alive, that, you know, it takes both parties to feed into it to keep the relationship healthy. And if it's just on one coming from one side, then, you know, it's only a matter of time until it wilts away, unless if both parties, you know, put their energy into it. Not that both parties need to put the exact same ingredients into it, but it's about, you know, having support. And I feel like you weren't getting the support, and it was all you taking care of and nurturing. And, you know, it's a shame, because it's usually the person who gives the most gets the least. And, you know, so it's just a human nature thing within the relationship. And like I said, it's not until after it's too late that he's going to realize what he had. And right now he's in that, you know, happy-go-lucky stage with whoever he's with right now. And but by that time, you're already going to be with somebody else. By the time he realizes, or he is going to try to come back later on, but your heart will already be in it with someone else. And I'm almost positive you're going to find another strong companion. I'm hearing in the month of July, the latest August, but I'm pretty sure it's July. So,
okay.
That's my story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But allow yourself to heal from this process. And because if you keep on going back to the used to be's, you're in love with who he used to be. You're not in love with the person who he is right now. And a lot of people do that. You know, they remember how the person used to be, and so they're in love with that person, waiting for that person to come back. And yet they kind of changed into something else because of someone else. And that's just the way it goes. It was a pleasure sharing time with you, and thank you for calling in, Aim.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweetheart, you take care. All right, everybody. I promise you're going to hear guys speak more the next second. But right now he's doing a great impression of Marcel Marceau, and he's the best at it, so. All right, everyone, stick around, because Guy and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Oh,
No, that's not true. All righty. So the segment where we were actually, this topic is actually about the ego versus the soul. And what I mean by that is that, you know, a lot of people, they do what they do to satisfy the moment, and that's the ego. And your ego saying, you know what, don't rock the boat, make everything nice for everybody, why ruin everyone else's expectations? And, you know, your soul is saying, get me the hell out of here, I'm not happy. And when you are hurting inside emotionally and your soul is screaming for, you know, the change, and your ego saying, listen, you've gotten used to the uncomfortableness for this long, let's just stay longer and let's not rock the boat. And your soul is saying, get me the hell out of here, I can't take this crap anymore. So elaborate, guy, please, enlighten us. It could be about a relationship, it could be about your job, it could be about your kids, whatever.
Well, you know what, your soul is connected to God and the spirit energy. And your soul is telling you the right thing to do, and your ego's saying, you don't want to do that. What if you look bad, or what if this happens? What if that? Anything in your life that you question with a what if, that is 100% ego. Because if you live your life through love and through your soul, you'll never ask what if, because you know God's got you covered.
A lot of people, you know, live with hypothetical situations, and it gets them in trouble. And when you jump to conclusions with hypothetical situations, again, that's the ego. What do I mean by hypothetical situation? It's when you jump to conclusions before they even happen. Well, what if this? And what if you screw up? And what if we lose money? And what if, you know, people who are always worried and anxious, and they jump to the conclusion of the end result, which is usually negative, with their hypothetical situation, you know, and that's the ego. Whereas the soul, from a soul loving point of view, it says, let's go for it, let's do it, and if things screw up, we'll deal with it when it happens. But right now, let's just go after what we want, what we desire. And, you know, so again, the soul and the ego are always at battle with one another. And also, a lot of times it has to do with relationships, whereas you want things to work out, you really want it to work out, and your soul is saying, but I'm hurting, or I'm starving, or something's not right, and you're not being fed, your soul's not being fed, but your ego will say, yeah, but you want to know something, but what about the kid, and I don't want to lose this relationship, because what about the security, or, you know, what about I'll lose a bunch of our social friends or who we go out with, and we have this routine, and, you know, and because of the family, you know, there's all these reasons.
You could put it very simply, you know, you have a thought in your head. And first of all, I think the majority of people are probably guilty of it. You could say to yourself, what if I fail? When in fact you could replace that with, what if I succeed? You know, your thoughts don't control your life, because they really don't exist. I mean, it's a thought in your head that something might occur, and you're letting this change your whole demeanor and put you in a bad mood or what have you. And it's just not a good way to be.
I want to alter what you just said a little bit, because you said that your thoughts don't control your what. You know, your thoughts, to me, to my understanding, your thoughts are your everything, because your thought is what controls the quality of your life.
I mean, and thinking of something that really doesn't exist.
So explain that. So what do you mean by that? Thoughts of something that doesn't exist.
Okay, I could say I'm going to run around the block, but what if I fall? What if I trip? And I'm not going to run around the block now, because I'm thinking in my head that I might...
The negative.
Yeah.
You're thinking of the negative.
Yeah, I might trip, so I'm not going to run around the block.
Right. You want to know something? I was, while I was doing readings, I was at Ocean County College last week, and I saw someone getting hurt in a football game, and I saw it clearly how they were going to get hurt. And it was a rainy day, just so happens that day. And he's a grown fella. You know, he's not a little kid. He's a grown fella. And, you know, these guys who play football, it's a little crazy because everyone has families and responsibilities, but they were still playing football. And, you know, I gave heed. I gave warning to him. And he knows that I've called some shots. And he took to what I had to say, and I saw a problem with his right leg, his right knee, and I didn't realize that he already had problems with his right knee, or at least I might have been told, but I don't consciously remember. But anyway, I just saw a major issue happening, and so he didn't push it, and because his leg was already bothering him, and you know, so this is where you have the quality of life when it comes to reading. So you know, there are times where, you know, I'll do a reading for somebody, and then like, the next day, God forbid, they'll get a car accident or something bad will happen, whatever. They'll get fired, whatever. And they say, Artie, why didn't you tell me that? And I go, well, you were meant to go through it. I didn't see it. I didn't feel it. I didn't hear it. So this was a process you were meant to do. But when I see something in the negative, you have a choice to whether to test fate or don't test it, you know, and play it on the safe road. And thank God he played on the safe road, so now his body could heal. And with that, Guy and I, we're going to be coming right back after this commercial break.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
When I get home, day I've been thinking about you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips, I wanna be a fantasy, yeah.
Do without you, babe, don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you, need you, yeah. I wanna kiss you all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Show me everything you do. Cause baby, no one does it quite like you. Love you, need you. Oh, babe, I wanna kiss you up and over and over again.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Guy and Artie. Hey, listen, if anybody wants to have an Artie party, all right, that's a girl's night out where you want to have, hey, even a guy's night out. I'm not playing favoritisms, but it's usually the girls. I got to be honest. So if you want to have an Artie party, you know, feel free to give me a call at, let's see, what is it, 877 Angel 02. I almost gave out my 1-900 number. $4.99 a minute. And worth every damn penny, I'll tell you. No. So 877 Angel 02, or check out my website, artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. My place is located in Woodbridge if you wanted a private reading. And, that's Woodbridge, New Jersey. And I'm also just as accurate over the phone. And, you know, people say, how do you do it over the phone? It's just as soon as you hear the person's voice, you know, it's the vibrations. It's not a big deal. And for people who want to reach Sky, you know, Sky is a dynamite medium. Whereas we're all like a smorgasbord. We do a little of everything. Her number is 908-500-1474. I want to give a reminder also, you know, for all you Reiki people out there, people who's very prayerful, if you can keep me in your prayers for my right eye and just send the love and the healing energy so that I could get my full clear vision back. Don't know what happened. There was no incident that happened. Just woke up and boom, it just kind of got crazy. And now that, you know, a few of my friends, including my friend Guy, who's here with me, after they've been sending healing energy to me, my vision is actually getting a little better, which is really exciting. Now, if anybody wants to get a healing session from Guy, and I'm telling you, the guy's pretty powerful. And he's got good stuff, good ingredients. So, you know, if you have aches and pains or, you know, that pain in the ass that you might have, give Guy a call and he will help you, whether it be emotionally, whether it be physically. Give him a call. He's just as accurate over the phone, and you could text him your picture, especially if you're single. All your credentials, your W-9, please send it in. No, only kidding about that. But if you need, and he is a handsome guy too, girl, so, you know, go for it. I'm trying to help you out here, guys. So, no, but if anybody wants some healing energy, and I sincerely mean that, Guy, he really is very powerful. He's very connected with God. What's the phone number that people should call?
I can be reached at 646-302-1813.
Wait, 6?
46.
646.
302.
302.
1813.
I was thinking 43. Yeah, don't listen to me. Listen to him. 1813. So, all right. So give him a call. You won't be disappointed. He won't charge you an arm and a leg, maybe a fingernail.
That's all.
It won't be that painful. I promise. And he really does. He works magic with his energy and stuff. And so I feel very lucky to have him in my life. And, Guy and I, we met, he came in for a reading and, he came in for a few readings.
It was love at first sight.
And we're both lesbians because we both love girls. So just want you to know that. No, it's funny because a lot of people do think I'm gay because I have all this nurturing, loving energy. And so people assume I'm gay. So I tell them I am gay. I said I'm a lesbian. I only like women. So, but in any case, and not that we have anything against gay people. Okay. So don't get in a hizzy. We're just having fun. And
I'm going to be getting hate mail now.
Yeah, exactly. SWAT stickers written all over the place. I hate you, psychics. You're going to go to hell.
Everyone is love.
That's right.
Yes, that is a disclaimer. Everyone is love.
Everyone is love. That's right. Even the people who hate us, we try to love them from a distance, but we still try to love them. You know what? I do love everybody. I really do. I tell everybody I love everybody. And even when I'm in session, I do tell people I really love you. I really, really do love you. Because I'm a people person and I love you. And I say, I don't know if I like you, but I love you. You know? So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because it's like ice cream. I love ice cream, but I don't like all flavors. And it's just like your family, you know? You love them unconditionally, but I don't like you, all right? I'll see you during weddings, funerals, or bar mitzvahs. That's about it, you know? Give me a shout, if you hit the lottery, or I'm sure you'll call me if I hit the lottery. You know, here's a few bucks. Get out of my life. So, hey, Brian, how much time do we have? Because I know we might have to. Do we still have some more time?
It's 5:57, 1 minute, and then it'll be time to wrap up the first hour.
Oh, wow. That first hour went by really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, so this hour was about, the eagle. The eagle has landed. The eagle has landed. Houston, the eagle has landed. No, but it was about the ego versus the soul. And, like I said, it's always, the ego is all about satisfying the moment, whether it be sex, whether it be with relationships, whether it be with smoking, whether it be with eating, the ego says, satisfy the moment. And, and your soul is saying, pace yourself, honor yourself. A lot of people want to go gambling, they want to go to Atlantic City, and your gut instinct is saying, oh, I'm not feeling right about this, or can I afford the money? So I always tell people I hate it when people say, this is what I could afford to lose when they go gambling or go and have fun. I say, don't say those words. You're putting a negative thought to it already. This is what I could afford to lose. Say, this is what I could afford to have fun with. And then enjoy it. Enjoy the process. But don't, spend more or play with more. That if you lose it, that, you're not, it's, it's, it's not going to take you out of left field, or it'll make you emotionally feel like crap. So, you know, honor yourself, all right? Pay attention to your soul. And with that, Di and I, right? That's your name.
We'll be back right after these messages.
That's right. So stick around.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.